In our reading for this evening, Paul's second missionary journey is already well underway. He has already visited the churches that he founded on the first trip. But now they're beginning to set out into new territory to bring the gospel further out into the world. And so they set out going to the northwest, hoping to proclaim the good news to all. However, as they set out, they soon find that their plans are frustrated. Luke tells us in verse 6, "And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia." Now, Phrygia and Galatia are two large central areas in the part of the world now known as Turkey. And Asia, or Asia Minor, as it was also called, is the southeast part of Turkey, especially along the coast. So Paul, we're told, wanted to go into Asia Minor. He wanted to go over and to go into that area of the country because it was rich and heavily populated. I mean, after all, he could go to a city like Ephesus, which was very large, very influential. He could establish the gospel there, and it could go out very easily into the surrounding countryside. I mean, it made a lot of sense to go there. It'd be the most natural place in the world to go and to preach the gospel. But they weren't permitted to go. The Holy Spirit frustrated their plans. God did not allow it. Now, how exactly that happened, Luke does not tell us. It's possible that God spoke through prophets. Silas, after all, who we met in the previous chapter, is explicitly called a prophet, and he was traveling with Paul. So it could be that God used Silas as a way of telling Paul directly that he was not supposed to go into Asia Minor. But it seems just as likely that they simply found their way blocked. The plans that they had made all fell through. And maybe they simply weren't able to go the way that they wanted to go. And all of these obstacles in their path led them to realize that God was telling them no. God had shut the door. So however they came to realize it, they instead went north. Perhaps God wanted them to go a different way. But Luke tells us in verse 7, "And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them." Now Mysia is the region to the east. You could think of it as being in the central part, just north of Asia Minor to the south. Bithynia, on the other hand, is in the northeastern corner. So after they were not able to go into Asia Minor, they figured, well, maybe we could go up into Bithynia instead, because that was just as important a place. I mean, the straits between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean made it very natural for all kinds of trade. Here was another place that you could very easily establish a church that would spread the gospel out into the surrounding area. It made a whole lot of sense. But the Spirit didn't allow this either. And they again came to realize that this was not God's will. So instead, they just go straight to the west until they get to Troas, a city on the coast. And you can imagine they're probably a little puzzled by this point as to what God wants them to do. And maybe we find ourselves in a similar position, Christians. Maybe we want to bring the gospel to other people. We want to reach out, we want to tell others about Jesus, and we make plans to do so. Maybe we even move forward on those plans, only to find that they don't turn out the way we expected them to. Maybe a pastor goes into a new area trying to establish a congregation, and he works for months or even years at a time, but nothing comes of it. No congregation grows. And maybe a congregation tries to reach out into its neighborhood, to go from door to door talking to people, hoping to bring others into the church. Maybe they even invite others to come with them. But again, they find that nobody joins the church. And maybe as individuals, you try to tell somebody about Jesus, you're trying to bring them the good news, even try to bring them along to church once or twice, and nothing seems to come of it. Or every time you try to, something seems to get in the way. Whatever the case may be, God keeps shutting doors. That can leave us wondering where exactly we're supposed to go. What are we supposed to do when things don't quite turn out the way we hope them to? Well, you can imagine Paul and the others in Troas wondering what to do as night fell. And maybe Paul fell asleep. Maybe he was sitting up all night wondering what he should do next. Luke doesn't tell us, and it ultimately doesn't matter. But either way, a very remarkable thing happened. Luke tells us in verse 9, "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.'" Now, the vision is straightforward enough, right? You have this Macedonian man who's calling him to come over and to help, to cross the sea, which was right in front of them, to go into Macedonia, which is the area north of what is now Greece. That seems clear enough. But the vision is a little bit puzzling, because for one thing, it doesn't actually give a clear command. Paul is not told, "Thus saith the Lord." He's not told, "Go to this particular city." He's not told, "Here's what you're supposed to do." It's simply a cry for help, as if it was someone shouting, hoping that someone else is going to hear. So Luke is clear that this vision did come from God. It's not as if Paul just had a weird dream that night. But it's equally clear that they still had to think about it and to consider what it meant. They had to consider what was supposed to happen next. But pay attention to one word in the last verse of our reading, verse 10. "And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." That word concluding. In Greek, the word literally means to bring two things together, like you're gathering rocks together and putting them all into a pile. That's what the word means. But it can also be referring to our thoughts, like we bring our thoughts together and we come to some kind of a conclusion. So in this case, they're thinking about everything that has just happened to them. They thought about how they weren't able to go into Asia Minor. They thought about how they weren't able to go into Bithynia. And they thought about the vision and what it meant, even if it wasn't very straightforward. But when they put all of these things together and prayed about it and considered it, they came to the conclusion that God had a specific goal in mind. God was opening a door into Macedonia. And so, having that conclusion, they made plans to go, not waiting one moment more to do what they believed that God wanted them to do. And the reason I put it this way, Christians, is because it's so important for us not to become discouraged. I mean, we can make the best of plans. We can really think it all out and mean the best by them. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with wanting to take the gospel out into the world. There's nothing wrong with wanting to reach out into the neighborhood. There's nothing wrong with sending a missionary into an area. This is what God wants us to do. It's good for us to listen and to do these things. But when things don't work out the way that we'd hope they would, that doesn't mean that they was somehow bad. And it doesn't mean that you somehow failed or that you somehow did the wrong thing. Simply, it means that God is still the one in control. Without him, we would have no success at all. And if it's not his will for this to happen, then we should not lose heart, but keep seeking until we find what he would have us do. Keep going out, keep speaking the gospel until God blesses our work and shows us the way that he would have us go. And besides, Christians, just because God says no right now doesn't mean that it's going to be no forever. It could just be that he's saying not yet. Paul, after all, would come back through the area, and he would go to Ephesus, which is in Asia Minor. He would spend a lot of time there and do a lot of work and have a lot of success. So God forbidding him to go into Asia Minor was simply showing that it wasn't the right time. God wanted him to wait until he opened the door. And likewise, even though Paul himself never went into Bithynia, others after him did, so that there would soon be Christians all throughout that area according to the gracious will of God. Following God's will means trusting in his direction and trusting in his timing too, because he will always do what is best. But there's one more thing that we want to consider with this, because we might come away from this thinking that results are the only thing that really matters, that we should just try anything, no matter how silly, as long as we reach people with the gospel. And if people come to faith, that's what God wants us to do. But that's not what Luke is teaching us here. Luke is not telling us to do whatever sticks, so to speak, and call it God's will. Rather, he is teaching us to trust in the Lord above all things, and to not lose heart even when things are hard. So let us proclaim the good news, not with gimmicks, not with flashy programs and stupid stunts, any of that sort of thing, but let us proclaim the gospel through preaching and sharing the word with one another, knowing that God's word will not return empty, but it will accomplish exactly what he has sent it to do, because his promises never fail, and he is at work within us as we go out into the world. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us always to trust in your guidance and to trust in your time, knowing that you will always do what is best. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.